studies have found the rates of mental illness and suicide are higher for farmers. The profession requires long hours, limited social contact, and is often at the mercy of external factors such as weather and market rates. Now the COVID-19 pandemic has farmers facing unprecedented challenges. As IPR's Natalie Krebs reports, this has some worried about a mental health crisis in this community.
Bill Tenninger has been a hog farmer for 50 years. He's been through droughts, market crashes, and even other viral outbreaks. But he says this pandemic is worse than anything he's seen before.
So we've experienced everything, and I got to tell you, I have never seen anything like this in all the years that I've operated.
Tenninger operates a farm in Lamar's, and he's on the National Pork Board. He says since pork processing facilities have slowed due to COVID-19 outbreaks in the workforce, he's been struggling with what to do with 2,500 excess pigs with no end in sight.
You know, if we don't get more of them moved, the next group of pigs moves up and that number is going to start increasing.
Tenninger says cramming them into pens isn't good for their health, and not being able to sell them is taking a heavy toll on his farm.
Basically, I'm using up my retirement plan to continue to operate.
Many farmers like Tenninger are under an extreme amount of stress from the pandemic. David Brown is a behavioral health specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says he's anticipating seeing more farmers struggle.
We may see more concerns related to alcohol abuse, concerns related to depression, some forms of trauma if they are euthanizing livestock, things like that. We're also concerned about a potential spike in suicides.
As restaurants closed and crop prices plummeted, groups such as the Farm Bureau and Iowa Pork Industry Center have been sending out resources to farmers on managing their mental health and stress. Senator Chuck Grassley said last month he's planning to ask the federal government for additional mental health resources for farmers. But the financial toll has already been devastating. Family farms filing for bankruptcy jumped 23% in March, a sharp increase from the past 12 months. Mental health advocates say this financial stress can quickly trickle down. Tammy Jacobs is the coordinator of the Iowa Concern Hotline, which helps farmers with financial, legal, and mental health concerns.
Those financial concerns will always lead to, relationship issues, issues within the family, concerns about how they're going to continue to be able to keep on farming.
Jacob says Iowa Concern is creating a new state-funded program to help farmers deal with the effects of COVID-19. She says one part of the new program will try to steer farmers who call in for financial help to counseling. But the COVID-19 related stress for farmers isn't all financial. Some farmers may be facing traumatic experiences from having to do things like euthanize healthy animals.
They're going to be reflecting back on all of the things they're going through, and some of them are definitely going to have PTSD.
That's Ted Matthews. He's the director of Minnesota Rural Mental Health. Matthews has worked with farmers for decades, and he says it can be hard for them to seek help. That's because so many feel their outcome and even their identity is tied to working hard.
I found that in working with farmers, you have to look at them differently than other occupations, because to them, it's not an occupation, it's a way of life.
But Matthews says many farmers need to learn to cope with the things they don't have control over. Jewel farmer Kevin Dietzel says it took him a while to seek help for his depression, which started when he opened his dairy farm a few years ago. He says he struggled with working long hours all alone while making no profit.
That's when depression started to really kick in a really hard way. And then I started to have days where I almost couldn't get up and function.
Dietzel says he understands why farmers might not seek help, even now.
I think there are, within this sort of male-dominated, macho farming community, I think there's still a lot of people that would not admit to, having a problem or wouldn't want to deal with it in that way.
Dietzel says he continues to get help today. He says it's one of the ways he's able to cope with the pandemic now. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.